Okay, today we're learning Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We left off on the very bottom of the page, last line of the page, on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So we had said that a mountain that is worshipped does not become Asur Bahana'a. What about using the stones of that mountain for the sake of the Beis Hamikdash, for the sake of Gavoa? So Bari Rami Bar Chama, Mishtach V'Lahar Avon of Ma'al L'Mizbeach. If someone bowed to a mountain, can the rocks of that mountain be used for the mizbeach? Do we assume that it's ma'us l'gavoa, cannot possibly be used l'gavoa, or do we assume that l'gavoa it's going to be mutter? So the Gemara explains the tzadim of the suffix, that since the Torah asers being makrav balechayim that are worshipped, even though balechayim that are worshipped do not become aser bahana'a, so do we assume yesh nevad b'mechubar etzal gavoa, that which is mechubar l'karka, that was worshipped for avodah zarah, granted it does not become Asr Ba'anah, but maybe just like Balei Chayim, it should become Asr L'Gavoa. Oh, ain't Nevad b'mechubar etzal gavoa. Or maybe there's no status of Nevad at all, meaning anything that's mechubar l'karka does not take on the status of that which is Nevad, that which is worshipped, and therefore it's not going to be Asr L'Gavoa. So the Gemara explains that you want to make a mizbeach out of these rocks that come off of a mountain that was worshipped. Im Timtzilomer Yesh Nevad b'mechubar etzal gavoa. Even if you're going to say that it does become a ne'evad and therefore cannot be used for hakrava, machshirei karban k'karban damu, Allah. What about just making the mizbeach? You're not actually using it for hakrava. Do we assume that machshirei karban like that is considered like a karban or not? So the Gemara resolves the suffix. Amar Rava, kal v'chomer. Rava says we can answer this with a kal v'chomer. Uma esnon shemotu b'talosh lahedyot. Also b'mechur b'l'gvoa, d'chsev lo savi esnon zono mechir kelev, lo shno talosh lo shemechubar, nevad sh'asu b'talosh lahedyot, eno din sh'asu b'mechur b'l'gvoa. If esnon zona, the payment that you give to a zona for her services, which is more kal in the sense that it's mutter for a hedyot to get hana from it, even if it's detached from the ground, and nevertheless, if it's attached to the ground, it's also to be used for hakrava and for binyan beis hamikdash, even if the esnan is mechubal karka, because the pasuk says lo savi esnan zona mechir kelev, and apparently it doesn't make a difference whether it's attached or detached. It cannot be used for a karban. So neva, that which was nevad for avodah zarah, so also betalush lahedil, that if it were not attached to the ground, it would be also bahana for a regular person. Say no din, shasu b'mechubal gavoa, should for sure be yasser, even when it's mechubar for the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Yeshua l'Rava ochiluf. So he says you want to learn that esnan mechubar is asr l'gavoa from the fact that the Torah asers stam esnan and does not distinguish between talush and mechubar, and from esnan you learn the kal v'chomer to asr that which is ne'evad and is mechubar l'gavoa. Nah, maybe you could say just the opposite, that mechubar that's ne'evad is mutter l'gavoa, because the pasuk that's matir mechubar doesn't distinguish between hedyot and gavoa. It just says that mechubar is mutter, and maybe from there you should derive in the opposite direction, that esnan that's mechubar maybe is mutter l'gavoa. Uma nevad shalos betalos sheitzel hedyot. If that which is worshipped, which is also ba'na, when it's detached from the ground for a hedyot, mutter b'mechubar l'gavoa, is mutter when it is attached to the ground l'gavoa. Shnemer Elohim Elohim that a mountain cannot become avodah zarah, whether it's talking about getting personal enough from it or whether it's l'gavoa. Esna shemutter b'talos shahediot in adin shemutter b'mechub l'gavoa. Esna, which is mutter when it's detached from the ground to a hediot, should for sure be mutter b'mechub l'gavoa. V'im yishum beis Hashem elokecha. And if your concern is the lashon of the pasuk, you can learn that we should asur esnan that's mechubar to use it for gavoa. And the pasuk says even when it's base, when it's in order to build the base Hashem Elokecha, and so you see that a bias is considered mechubar a bias which is considered mechubar if it's given as esnan is usher to use the gavala, and therefore we should learn from esnan to aser that which is ne'evad and mechubar to aser l'gavala. and not say the opposite way, to learn from a nevad that we could be matir esnan, which is mechubar legavah, because that would be against the pasuk. So Gemara says, nah, it's not a good limud from the pasuk. There's no hechrich to explain the pasuk in a way that would aser esnan that's mechubar legavah, because mi bayle lechadetanya, that pasuk is needed to teach a halacha that appears in the brisa, beis Hashem elokecha. The pasuk teaches us that we aser esnan legavah only when you need to bring it to Beis Hashem for Shechita, for Akrava, Prat the Para, as opposed to the Para Aduma, which is given as an Esnan, which is going to be mutter to use for Para Aduma, She'ina Ba'al Bayis, because it never actually enters into the Beis HaMikdash in order to Shecht it, because you Shecht the Para Aduma outside of all three Machnos, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Chum Omrim, the Rabbo says Harikum. The Chum say that Beis Hashem Elkecha, it teaches us that you're not allowed to use Esnan, even just to line the walls of the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the lining of the walls is a decoration for the Beis Hashem, and has a din of the Beis Hashem itself. So Amalei Rava said to Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, "Ana kamina l'chumra. I thought that you could learn a kal v'chumra from Esnan to be machmir and to aser that which is worshipped mechubra legavoa, since the pasuk by Esnan doesn't distinguish and aser's Esnan that's mechubra legavoa va'atam et l'kula, and you wanted to say a kal v'chumra from mechubar to a nevad to be mekil and to be matir Esnan that's mechubra." Because the pasuk by nevad mechubar is not mechalik between hedyot and gavoa. It just says that when you're ove, that which is mechubar, it's mutar bana. Now the rule is kula v'chumra l'chumra parchinan. Whenever you could darshan a kal v'chumra l'kula or l'chula or l'chumra, we always go l'chumra. So therefore, we should learn avodah zarah from esna from the kal v'chumer, and the limud should be to aser that which is ne'evad b'mechubar l'gavoha. So essentially, the Gemara is trying to say that there are two options of how to learn a kal v'chumer. We could either learn it to tell me that esnan is permissible for that which is mechubar, esnan is permissible l'gavoha when it's mechubar, or we could learn it to tell me that that which is mechubar, that which is nevad is mechubar is aser even legavoa. So we learn the more strict way, that which is nevad is aser even legavoa. So the Gemara now asks on Rava that you learn the kal v'chomer l'chumra. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava v'kol heicha d'ika kula v'chomer l'kula lo parchinan. Is that true that whenever you have the option of going l'kula or l'chumra, we learn the kal v'chomer l'chumra? Va'azah de Pesach. What about someone who becomes tamei l'meis and he has to do hazah shlishi yishvi of the paraduma, and his seventh day falls out on erev Pesach, which is chal on Shabbos, de pligi Reb Lazar Rabbi Kiva, where there's a machlokas Reb Lazar Rabbi Kiva and Pesachim dav samachay, whether you're allowed to sprinkle on him on Shabbos in order to enable him to eat the korban Pesach at night, or you're not allowed to sprinkle him on Shabbos because it's nisid rabbanan to be mitar a person from his tuma on Shabbos because it's near Kitikun, it looks like you're being masakin the person that you're fixing him. So maybe we don't permit that iser for the sake of achilas korban Pesach. Reb Lazar savor l'chumra v'komechayv le'legavra. Reb Lazar learns a kal v'chomer l'chumra. He learns a kal v'chomer from the fact that we allow shechting korbanos on Shabbos to allow hazaa on Shabbos for the sake of korban Pesach and to be machmir to mechayv the person who became tameh to bring a korban Pesach. The kal v'chomer goes like this: if shechita, which is a malacha da'uraisa, is docha Shabbos for the sacred korbanos, because you're allowed to shecht korbanos hayom on Shabbos, hazah, which is not a malacha at all, is only nisid rabbanon, should for sure be mutar on Shabbos in order to enable the akrav of korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva would say to Rabbi Lazar that no, maybe you could say the opposite, lakula upatar, and he would patar a tamei person from bringing korban Pesach. The kaparach Rabbi Akiva lakula. So you see that Rabbi Akiva uses the kal v'chomer to go l'kula. So where do we find that Rabbi Akiva uses the kal v'chomer to go l'kula? D'tanan, because the Mishnah says, Heishiv Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Eliezer, Oh, chiluf. Maybe we should say the opposite. That first we should establish that hazaah for the sake of Korban Pesach is not docheh Shabbos, and from hazaah we should learn the din of shechting other korbanos. Uma hazaah shi mishum shvus ein docheh Shabbos. If hazaah, which is only nisid rabbanan, cannot be done on Shabbos, and a person whose seventh day of tumah falls out on erev Pesach shchal b'Shabbos does not bring a Korban Pesach, shchita shehidah raisa l'kol shkein. Maybe shchita, which is Melacha D'oraisa, should for sure not be Docha Shabbos, and shouldn't be allowed to bring Karbanos on Shabbos. So apparently we have Machlokas Tanaim, when you have a Kal V'chomer that can go in two directions. It can go in a Chomer direction or a Kula direction, whether you go L'chomer or L'kula. So the Gemara says, nah, the Din, Rav is really correct. You learn a Kal V'chomer L'chomer. You always go the Chomer direction. Hasam, in the case of Hazah B'Shabbos, for the sake of Karban Pesach, Rabbi Akiva has to make this Kal V'chomer Lekula, because Rabbi Lazar Gamrei. Rabbi Lazar himself taught that Hazah is not Docheh Shabbos, even for the sake of Karban Pesach. Vayakar Le Talmudei. And Rabbi Lazar forgot his learning and didn't remember that Hazah is Asr. So that's why he darshaned to Kal V'chomer to be Matir Hazah. So Va'asr Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva came and responded the Kal V'chomer in the opposite direction, La'at Kure, as a way of reminding Rabbi Lazar that he himself is the one that taught that Hazah is not Docheh Shabbos. How does he remind him of that? By saying, you know, to me it's obvious that Hazah is not Docheh Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar didn't remember that point, which should have been obvious to him, because he's the one that the Darshan did in the first place. V'hainu damrele, and that's what Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Lazar when he saw that he couldn't remind him b'derech remez, Rabbi, al tachbireni b'shas adin. When we discuss Hazah b'Shabbos, don't forget what I heard from you explicitly. Kach mekubal ani mimcha. Hazah shvus vein adocha es haShabbos. That Hazah is a shvus, and therefore it's not going to be Docheh Shabbos. So main point over here is that the Gemara tries to prove from the conversation between Rav Lezer and Rabbi Akiva that we don't always go L'chumra, when a Kal V'chomer can go in both directions, L'chumra or L'kula, that we don't always go L'chumra, but ultimately we say, yes, we do always go L'chumra. And that conversation with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer is just Rabbi Akiva reminding Rabbi Lezer that he himself agreed that we always assume that Hazah is in fact Docheh Shabbos. Hazah is in fact not Docheh Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do Hazah of Efer Paraduma on Shabbos. So we'll stop short of finishing this Amud, because the next piece begins a whole new discussion that goes well into the next Amud. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Bayi Rami Bar Chama next time.